Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Hey there, have you ever wished you could share your ideas with lots of people? Not just one or two, but hundreds, even thousands? Hold on to that question. We'll come back to it at the end. Because right now, I'd like you to start with imagining a time before books were everywhere. I realize that might be hard to imagine. No libraries full of stories, no quick printing, no copies of your favorite tales to take home. Every single book had to be written by hand, slowly, carefully, one page at a time, until one man had an idea that would change everything. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Johann Gutenberg. A long time ago, there were no printed books. Every single book had to be carefully copied by hand. Because it took months or even years to write a single book, they were extremely rare and expensive. Only very rich kids and nobles could afford them, and most people had never learned how to read. Until Johann Gutenberg changed the world. Let's go back to when his story begins. Johann was born in about 1398 in the German city of Mainz. His full name was Johannes, or Johann, Gensfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg. Sounds pretty fancy, huh? His father was a goldsmith and had a very important job at the local mint, where designs were stamped on gold coins. Because of his father's job, Johann was surrounded by craftsmanship, tools, metalwork, and skilled hands creating beautiful things. And he was very curious about how things were made.
How does one idea become something everyone can see?
He loved learning, but there was a problem. Books were very rare and very expensive. Only a few people had access to knowledge. Johann wondered, could that change? In Gutenberg's time, copying books was done by scribes, people who wrote everything by hand. Printing was used mainly to reproduce pictures, playing cards, designs on cloth, and other similar items. The designs were cut into wood, stone, or metal and transferred to parchment or vellum paper. Sometimes a few words of explanation were cut into the printing block, but that was about the extent of printing with blocks. Some books were made using this method of block printing, but most were copied by hand, one by one, by monks or professional copyists. It could take months, even years, to make just one book. Mistakes happened, pages wore out, and most people never got to read them. Books were so rare, most people never even owned one. Johann had a big idea. What if books could be made faster? But there was a problem. No one had ever done it before. He believed that everyone should have the chance to read and learn.
There must be a better way.
Because Johann grew up as a skilled metalworker and goldsmith, he had some ideas. He realized that if he could invent a machine to stamp letters onto paper, he could make books much faster. In secret, Johann spent years experimenting. He tried different materials, different tools, different ways to press ink onto paper. Sometimes it didn't work. Sometimes it failed completely. He lost money, he faced setbacks, but he didn't stop.
I will find a way, even if it takes all I have.
Then came the breakthrough. He created something incredible. It's called movable type. He made tiny, individual metal molds for every single letter of the alphabet. He could arrange these metal letters to spell any word, lock them into a big frame, and coat them with a special dark ink. These small metal letters could be arranged to form words, then reused again and again. But he quickly learned there was a problem. The ink that scribes used at the time to write books was water-based. It worked well for the wooden block type of presses because the water would go into the wood and leave small marks when it hit the paper. Unfortunately, the water-based ink wouldn't go into the metal, so it flowed down the page. When watery ink touched other wet words, they merged and spilled onto the paper. To avoid this disaster, Johan created a unique oil-based ink using vegetable oil and soot. It was time to test his invention. Would it work? Would the letters print clearly? Would people believe in his idea? Johan lifted the press, and there it was. Clear, sharp text. Perfectly printed.
It works. It truly works.
To print the pages, Johan repurposed a heavy machine that people normally used at the time to squeeze juice from grapes or oil from olives. He placed the ink letters under the heavy press and rolled it down tight. When he lifted the paper up, a perfectly printed page was revealed. It was like a super-powered stamp for words. Johan's machine was called the printing press. It could press inked letters onto paper quickly and clearly. Here's the moment that changed the world. Johann Gutenberg used his press to print books, many copies, faster than ever before. Most of the books at the time were written in Latin, which most people couldn't read. With his new press, Johann and his helpers could print hundreds of pages in just one day. One of his most famous works was the Gutenberg Bible, which was completed about 1455. It was the first time a Bible was mass-produced and available for anyone outside of the church. Bibles were rare and could take up to a year for a priest to transcribe. But Johann printed about 200 Bibles in a relatively short time. For the first time, books could reach more people, knowledge could spread, ideas could travel. It wasn't just about books, it was about sharing knowledge, about giving more people the chance to learn, read, and grow.
Words are meant to be shared.
Because of Johann Gutenberg, the world changed. He didn't invent printing, and he didn't print the first book. But his printing press could print thousands of pages per day versus only 40 or 50 pages with the old method. It made printing practical, and his use of movable metal type hasn't changed much in the past 500 years. Because of his invention, books became more available, people learned to read, and ideas spread across countries. New inventions, scientific discoveries, and great stories spread across Europe faster than ever before. Without the printing press, the scientific revolution or the Renaissance wouldn't have happened. Our world would be very different. It helped spark movements in science, education, and creativity. Everything from your school books to comics to printed stories all started with his invention. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about Johann. The Gutenberg Bible is still one of the most famous books ever printed. There are 21 complete Gutenberg Bibles existing still today, all in museums, libraries, or universities. One of these Bibles is likely worth about $30 million. We don't know what Johann really looked like. There aren't any authentic portraits of him. Every image of him was created by an artist with their imagination long after he died. There is only one document from all of history that has Johann Gutenberg's handwriting on it. In fact, everything we know about Johann Gutenberg comes from 28 legal documents. Pretty amazing, right? Johann Gutenberg was one of the most important figures in history. He showed innovation. He created something completely new. Persistence. He kept going through failure. Curiosity. He asked how things could be better. Courage. He took a risk on a big idea. Vision. He believed knowledge could be shared. Those are traits you can practice too. Before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Johann.
Where was Johann born? What was the invention he created? What impact did his invention have on the world?
Let's go back to our question. Have you ever wanted to share your ideas with lots of people? Maybe it's a story you wrote, a drawing you made, or something you discovered. Sharing ideas can change the world, just like Johann Gutenberg did. Hey, you want to know a secret? The adventure doesn't stop here. If you follow Little Legends Podcast on Instagram, you'll discover fun facts, cool challenges, and more stories about the heroes we meet. Just search for us and tap follow. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.